What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's Pat Boyle, and today on the Best of the DA Show, college football is back. The best moments from Thursday night's games, including Utah routing Florida. Plus, your best audio of the day and sound check. Peter Schwartz is stunned to a news. It's a Target demo Friday and an epic fail. It's the Best of the DA Show. It's the final weekend of summer. What better way to kick it off? It's now.
I like to conserve my emotions. I like to wait to the moment, to the situation, to really react. I'm not going to get giddy in mid-August that we almost have college football. I'm going to get giddy when we have college football. And we had college football last night. Games on multiple channels, multiple screens. I loved it. It was super fun. And it was just Thursday. Here it is. It's your cold open.
Play action pass and a roll for Bryson Barnes. Lots of time. Looking long. He's got a man out there. Money Parks. Caught 20, 15, 10, 5. That's a touchdown. 70 yards on the opening play. And a touchdown to Monterrin. Money Parks.
The set comes back to win it. 13 to 10.
On first down. Griffiths floats it up the seam. Heights got it. And look at the big tight end go. Hits the Jets. Touchdown, Lake. 69 yards to the house.
I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
As the body reminded me in my ear, those were college football sounds in your cold open. I'll be slightly more specific. That was a Utah highlight. That was Minnesota beating Nebraska at the buzzer, basically, with Gus Johnson. And it was the ACC network with Wake Forest fighting off the Phoenix of Elon. Nothing like an ACC 1AA match to kick things off. The bottom line, though, is there was a lot going on last night. There was a UCF game as well, which I believe they turned off the lights during a break to have fans hold up their cell phones. I forget what they call it at UCF, but this is a tradition. And then they couldn't get the lights to go back on right away. So there's a little bit of a delay. That's right up Peabody's alley.
Might want to check that.
Exactly. Might want to make sure that the lights can come right back on after you turn them off for your timeout bit. But it was Fox. It was FS1. It was ESPN. It was the ACC network. Some of you might have been watching Flow Sports because you love the rebranded Coastal Athletic Association. Maybe you were catching Delaware and Stony Brook last night as well. Peter Schwartz was there, by the way. I wonder if he bought those tickets or was gifted them. Either way, there was college football everywhere last night, and it was glorious. You heard the highlight at the top of the cold open of Utah and Florida. That was the marquee game last night, and we'll get to it in bigger fashion to start our second hour this morning. In particular, not necessarily the way that Billy Napier and friends wanted to begin year two at Florida. Obviously, a super, super tough road game in Salt Lake City. It was hot there last night. It was a redout. It was packed. It looked great. But Utah was down 8 starters, including Cam Rising and their new stud tight end, with Dalton Kincaid and others having left. And Florida still kind of looked crappy last night in SLC. And Utah wins, the Gators lose. But just the sights and sounds of that game washing over me. It had been a while since we had multiple screens going in the Bogish household. They, we were fired up. In front of me, I had my spotting boards, my notes out in front, getting ready for my college football opening day tomorrow here in the New York City area. It just felt good to have football back. And I know there were games on Saturday, but Notre Dame Navy was over in about 3 seconds. And there was nothing of the significance of last night with a top 15, top 20 Utah team playing in that setup at home. And then just rapid fire games overlapping, different start times. You don't have to worry about halftime commercial breaks. There was always something going on last night across streaming services, TV channels, whatnot. It's back, and it's just the beginning. Just the beginning. We've got five straight days, including yesterday, of college football all the way through this weekend. And then Thursday, next Thursday, the next time it's Thursday, we have NFL games. We've got the Chiefs. We've got the Lions. We made it. I don't want the summer to be over. It was deliciously cool here overnight in New York. Windows open. It was actually chilly. Had to snuggle under the covers again in the middle of the night. Walking this morning to the train. Beautiful breeze. It was almost cold. It was almost, you almost needed sleeves. I haven't worn pants and I don't know how long. We've been shorts.
Excuse me?
We've been shorts exclusive specifically because we have thankfully relaxed the dress code around this place, but we have been shorts exclusive for, since I don't know when, but this morning you could have gotten away with pants. It felt fallish this morning. I welcome it. Give me fall weather. Give me some apple cider donuts. Give me football. Boyle shaking his head no. I don't know if you're a summer, pro summer guy here. You don't want it to end?
I want eternal summer, man.
Yeah, but I mean, your life kind of is eternal summer-ish. I know it's going to get cold. I know you're going to put the biceps and the calves away. But I mean, it's not like you're going to stop having fun because it's not warm anymore.
No, I will. I will be cease. The fun will cease.
Why is that?
It's going to be cold and depressing.
No. Listen, you're sitting here surrounded by four married fathers, none of which are cool. I'm not cool. DA is not cool. Cap's not cool. Pete's not cool. We got nothing going on.
Jeez, speak for yourself.
One of your leading characteristics in the search for the next Sean is the ability of all of us to live vicariously and safely without all the pratfalls and dangers of the way you live, but we can live vicariously through you. You cannot close up shop for the fall and the winter. It's just not allowed.
Oh, who said I was closing up shop?
You just did.
No, I just said I'm not going to be happy about the weather. It sucks.
It's going to be fine. It's beautiful here.
I welcome it. Yeah, and literally in a week from now, you're going to wake up, it's going to be 44 degrees, and you're going to say, this sucks.
I mean, that's just not true.
And in another month, it'll be 32, and you'll be miserable.
So you don't know how the weather or calendars work. It's not going to be 32 in October.
You want to bet?
If it is randomly, that won't be fun.
At 5 a.m. when you're coming to work, it will be.
May, September, October, those are the months to be here in New York. Those are my favorite. I don't need heat and humidity. I don't need to be sweating you-know-whats at 5 in the morning because it's max humidity. Without sun, hot and humid is unacceptable. Give me today 365 days of the year.
Roll out the light jackets and the sweatshirts.
Thank you, Pete.
Mm-mm. You guys are dead wrong.
But either way.
Do you want your pumpkin spice too?
No, I don't want that. I don't need that. I'm a professional. I'm an adult. I don't need a pumpkin spice latte.
I do have pumpkin spice in my coffee right now.
Okay. So here you are. On our side.
I guess you could say stealing. You put it in the fridge. It's anyone's game. I've been taking this guy's creamer that works here every day this week. Not even a moment's hesitation.
As you know, because I've told you can have it. I've been bringing in my own creamer because I'm that guy now, and I have to hide it because it does get used by everybody, and then all of a sudden it's just gone.
People are savages, and myself included. I actually brought I have hazelnut creamer in the little mini fridge here in our newsroom.
Yeah,
but I don't think anybody's even touched it. And I was like, you know what? Because I wanted to offset my negative karma. Because I jacked this guy's creamer every day the last time I produced all week on this show. So I was like, you know what? Let me offset that negative karma. Let me bring in mine. I don't know if anybody's touched it, but yeah. I mean, I've just been crushing pumpkin spice creamer all week.
That's so.
That is so.
We, for lifers, for CBS Sports Radio lifers like Pete and I, the existence of break room refrigerators has been one of the longest running, I mean, almost from day one, storylines. It began with triumphantly the legendary Rich Ackerman wanting bows, wanting cookies, wanting hugs because he requested one for our newsroom, which all was right. Nice because people were bringing in lunch, whatever. But then
I have my eye on football.
And he also had his eye on the fridge nonstop because then there were all these rules. People Because in Rich's mind, it was a temporary holding space for your meal that day.
He's an expletive.
If you wanted to bring in some lunch and it was the morning and you wanted to leave it in there, that's great. But you were an expletive if you didn't then take it out of there at the end of your shift. Other people like me started to put things in there to stay there, like creamer. Somebody put like a thing of ketchup in there, like things that we all could communally use over time. That wasn't okay with Rich. That's not what this is there for.
And expletive, his whole setup.
Yeah, that they were expletives flying in all directions.
Actual expletives, or he just kept saying the word expletive?
Expletive.
He just says expletive. He can't curse. He just says expletive.
Shocking.
He's an expletive.
Mm-hmm. That's a real, that's Ack. That's a real clip of him just yelling at somebody over what was in the fridge. And then the fight grew to no one's cleaning the fridge. And then I almost think that Ack took the fridge away from us like an angry parent. He's like, you guys can't use it. And then people stopped caring about the fridge and it basically became like a health hazard.
Right.
And it had to be almost evacuated from the building with hazmat suits. So then the fan had its own fridge and a similar fate befell that where it was actually not in your best interest to put anything in the fridge or you would then die.
There's two times.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots. He scores.
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I opened the door and I almost threw up.
Yeah.
That was one time.
What was the other time?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay. Would it apply to today in any way?
Yes.
It would. Interesting. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Let us begin with the Los Angeles Rams. Not good. Just not good. One of their old guys keeps getting hurt, Cooper Kupp. Here's Rams head coach Sean McVay. If Cooper will be ready for the regular season after re-injuring his hamstring, he's currently at the moment day-to-day.
I think we just take it a day at a time right now. We'll see. You know, we want to be able to get him back right. You know, we're obviously a much better team when he's available, but in his absence over the last handful of months, you know, he's been out there leading in the way that he can. But those guys at the receiver position have really done a good job of continuing to develop.
You don't want to lose one of the handful of guys that Matthew Stafford actually knows on the roster, whether he's good or not. And Cooper's obviously pretty good. You need him out there for Stafford for the rest of the offense. And hamstrings are certainly not fun. And it's going to be a long year for the Rams. At the very least, you could have your best players out there. And hopefully Cooper is healthy for next week. And by the way, more on Matthew Stafford and trying to figure out who he's going to play with later in the show. Because Kelly Stafford spoke again yesterday about her now infamous podcast remarks from earlier this week. Nestled amongst all the football this week and that you're going to love watching is a pretty good baseball series. It began last night. Braves and Dodgers in LA, two best teams in the National League in a little bit of a race for that number one spot in the league. And also the MVP race, Mookie Betts against Ronald Acuna Jr. Here's Dave Roberts on Mookie Betts kind of wanting to win the MVP.
I think he wants it bad. I mean, you don't put yourself or have a situation in the last month of the season to be, you know, right there at the top of the MVP race. And yeah, the first thing is to win a championship and help your team win. But with that, you got to play well. And he understands that. So he's driven by winning championships. And but I do think that having an opportunity to be recognized as the most valuable player in the National League is something that matters. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's not. I get why people say, like, you know, it's not about personal things, individual stuff. I want to win. But everybody knows what's out there. And it's good to have goals, especially when the goal would reaching it individually would help your team as a whole. And Mookie Betts trying to have an MVP season is only good news for the Dodgers. And he has made a late push. Now, I don't know, PB boys, what the live odds are this morning, but Betts did recently jump Acuna Jr. as the betting favorite for NL MVP. But then Acuna last night crushes a grand slam and becomes the first person ever in the 30-60 club. 30 homers, 60 steals. Betts is fantastic, but Acuna's been the leader most of the year. And 30-60 with elite right field defense on right now the best team in the National League, and for me, the best team in baseball, that's going to be tough to beat. Last but not least, no Amy Lawrence taking the long holiday weekend. So Rich Herrera was in for Amy on the show that precedes this one here on CBS Sports Radio. And a Raider fan called in and asked Rich if an alien will flip the coin at the Super Bowl in Vegas this season.
Raider fans, come on, Raider fans. Commitment to excellence, the greatness that is the Raiders. Just win, baby. You try to tell me that we'll find out they're aliens before you win a Super Bowl? 855-212-4227. It's in your house. You're hosting the Super Bowl this year. Are we going to have an alien flipping the coin, or are we going to have the Raiders winning a championship first?
I hate to break it, everybody, but we know that there are aliens already, and the Raiders haven't won a Super Bowl. So that ship has sailed. If you haven't been paying attention, there are aliens. I know Pete has his blinders on, and it's Alf or it's nothing. But there are aliens.
Pete the Body Senior believes there's aliens.
You should believe that there are aliens. It does not mean that they are living next to us, hidden as humans or as TV cameras, or that they're coming to take us and steal us and probe us. But you have to, it is a very safe assumption that somewhere else in this ridiculous, unending galaxy, universe, whatever, that there are other living beings. There just has to be.
I'm glad. I hope they can come in and cut tape.
Yeah,
produce, run the board.
So selfish. It's always about you.
Another form of creature being involved in the process. That's fine.
How will they be vetted in the training process? Will they get the botchers sped up program?
Well, not even before that. We can't hire humans quickly around here. Imagine the red tape of hiring an alien to run the board or book guests for this show.
They should be a candidate.
I mean, yes, they should be candidates, but the hoops you have to go through to add a human to this payroll are never ending. Now, like, do aliens have social security numbers?
Look, I'll do the interview. Everything else is up to other people.
Well, of course you would do the interview.
Just tell them not to cut up 36-second sound bites.
That seems like a fair request. My guess is aliens are better than us in every possible way, so you wouldn't need to tell them to do that. They'll already know.
Okay.
What actually a cut is.
You think so?
Yes.
What is their concept of sound?
I don't know specifics, but my hope is that they're so advanced that they're done with radio. Like right here, we keep hearing radio is a dying industry, blah, blah, blah. You don't need updates anymore. They've already made those decisions. They probably think that we're losers for still listening to things. Right.
They're so good, they've cut the NFL season already.
Yeah.
All the cuts are in there.
Exactly. They already know what's happened.
So they can predict the future now, too?
Yes.
They're just done. Yeah. It's not even predicting the future. They're just that smart. They know what's going to happen.
Feels like that would be a massive implication on the multi-billion-dollar betting industry.
I mean, it's like Back to the Future.
Yeah.
With the almanac.
Imagine Pat working with an alien on the board during my paternity leave.
That would be the real PB boys. He'd be telling me, he'd be giving me all the spreads to bet.
There's more than one person on our staff that if you told me they were not from this planet, I'd consider it.
You've said that you think Ryan Botcher is me.
Well,
it's actually AI.
It was floated that maybe he is some kind of creation of yours.
Making like him in
Johnny Five.
Exactly.
Making him in the 37th floor at LIU Post.
Right. There's some weird lab. You know, I'm at the college radio station, air quotes, at LIU, and then, poop, here's Ryan Botcher, and now he's here doing your job as well as you do it.
That's just good training.
He's, you know, and he's in tune with pop culture like you are. Maybe even more so than you are. In ways, Pete, he's the better version of you.
That's right.
He's younger. He's got a full head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
He has a better understanding of pop culture from like 1995 to current days.
Right.
And he's just as good as you on the board, and he's 13 or 14 years younger than you.
Right. Why am I even here?
No, it's not that, but it's like, it's the way it should be. Like, your fathers should want their sons to be better than them. And Ryan is. Congratulations.
My Johnny Five.
He is a Zoomer, though.
Is he an alpha or is he a beta?
Jury's still out.
He might be a sneaky alpha.
He might be an omega.
What is that?
I couldn't tell you. It's what he is. He doesn't fit either category of an alpha or beta.
Is it a compliment? You don't know that either still, huh?
Yeah,
I think it's a compliment.
Yeah?
That sounds like a complimentary word.
Positive connotation to that one?
Speaking of alpha/beta, at the Hidden Pickle tweeted in, Pat Boyle, such an alpha with his pumpkin spice and being scared of a chill. Hashtag beta moves, hashtag Tom Doyle. Boyle with an alpha response, summer is the season of alphas. Now, the Hidden Pickle,
Tom Boyle,
is new to me, and I apologize for that. I don't know how often Hidden Pickle checks in, but I don't remember the last time he was in my mentions. Hidden Pickles, there's a lot in that name. And then Hidden Pickle's avatar picture, I'm assuming, is the Hidden Pickle and an attractive woman kissing him as if they're playing Hide the Pickle. There's a lot going on here, Boyle. This guy looks like an alpha.
Yeah. I mean, if it is him, that's fair. We don't know. He doesn't have a single follower.
No, I didn't notice that. You're right.
And he's coming after me about pumpkin spice. That's like a 2012 take. Oh, pumpkin spice. Are you a girl? Shut up. Tastes good. It's a flavor of fall.
But it's the flavor of fall that you don't want. You don't want fall. You should be knocking over pumpkin spice lattes.
You know what I do want? When I open the fridge, I want to take somebody's creamer. So when the first one that I see is pumpkin spice, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, thief.
You should be standing outside Starbucks, Dunkin', and when folks walk out with their new pumpkin spice latte in late August, you should be knocking it out of their hands, not buying your own and guzzling it. You're being inconsistent here. This is not alpha. Hidden Pickle's right.
Spend some cash.
Hidden Pickle can go scratch.
This is not alpha behavior.
I never said I was scared of a chill. I said I want summer. I don't want it to be cold. Who likes the cold? Does that make you tough? I'm not cold.
But Pat's scared of the fall and winter.
But not pumpkin spice lattes.
Right. Unless he steals them. Unless he buys them himself.
Right.
Ask Pete what I got. We got Pete gracious enough to order Dunkin' for the crew today. What flavor did I get from Dunkin'? Butter pecan. That's a summer flavor.
You didn't go pumpkin spice?
No.
Because I have to read on the other side. I have to read a very elaborate, borderline sexy pumpkin spice latte read.
You had to do it in a sexy voice?
I mean, I might as well. You might put some like porn music behind me.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like smooth espresso.
Little Pat Boyle NFL picks music?
Caramel drizzle.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a lot. The Dunkin' folks have fun writing their ads.
They do.
The summer one was like the clink of the ice in the glass.
Rhythmically shaking around the cup.
That was the sounds of summer. Now you got the taste of fall, baby. Little hint of pumpkin and spice on the tip of your tongue.
Ooh.
The caramel drizzle slowly dripping down the side of the cup. Chill in the air, a warm sweater sitting by the fire, cuddling your loved one, arms crisscrossed. One pumpkin spice latte, two straws. That's romance, baby. Get yours now through the Dunkin' app. While supplies last, prices may vary, participation not guaranteed. Aren't you thirsty? Don't you want fall now, big boy?
A lot of women are... A lot of women are thirsty after hearing you do that.
Well, the women demo just went up.
You're welcome. I can't take my shirt off like Boyle, but I can sell you pumpkin spice lattes.
We don't want it either.
All right. I think we're going to try to do stun to a news here. We should, right? So let's get headlines and then that. Here's Schwartzy.
This has to have happened in Los Angeles because it was a real Hollywood story.
2-2 pitch on the way. He strikes one well to left field, back to the wall, screaming through the night. It's a grand slam! And Acuna doing MVP things here in the top of the second inning. His 30th home run of the year. He makes history with that blast. And man, it's one to remember. A grand slam at Dodger Stadium.
Ben Ingram on Braves Radio. The Braves beat the Dodgers 8-7. Ronald Acuna Jr. got married Thursday morning, then hit that grand slam last night. Acuna marrying his longtime girlfriend Maria in a small ceremony 45 minutes away from the team hotel yesterday morning. And then he becomes the first player with 30 home runs and 60 stolen bases in a season. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says the game between the two division leaders and a playoff feel to it.
I think that the way that they manage their pen.
25th anniversary of Forrest Gump. Life is nothing but a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The energy in the crowd. So it was signs of a playoff game, I think so.
That was not the cut that I placed in the system.
I give up.
That is not the cut that I placed in the system. It was sounded
just Dave
like
Roberts.
It was supposed to be just Dave Roberts. I don't know what that was.
Anybody seen Billy recently? Billy feeling mischievous this morning?
Anybody? Bueller?
Nothing? Crickets?
Check it out.
Thanks, Pete. Glad you're in charge of things, as always.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, no.
See what happens.
Thanks.
Mookie Betts homered twice for the Dodgers. Now the extra innings in Detroit.
The 0-2, swinging a broken back ground ball back to the mound. Loaiza get down to second. One, Torres relay to first, and he threw it away! Coming home, Carpenter! Tigers win!
That was Dan Dickerson on Tigers Radio. The Tigers beat the Yankees 4-3 in 10 innings. Detroit avoids the four-game sweep. Tigers snap a five-game losing streak. Giants beat the Padres 7-2. Mike Yastrzemski, a home run, 2 RBI. Marlins over the Nationals, 6-1. Jazz Chisholm with a 3-run homer. The Angels had 5 players claimed off of waivers. The Guardians claiming starting pitcher Lucas Giolito, along with relievers Matt Moore and Ronaldo Lopez. The Reds claim outfielder Hunter Renfroe. The Mariners claiming reliever Dominic Leone. Now to the NFL. Browns players voting quarterback Deshaun Watson a captain. Head coach Kevin Stefanski explains why Watson being captain is a good fit.
That's very, very natural for him to lead. And I think he's comfortable leading from out in front. I think he's comfortable from leading and letting his teammates get credit. And that's just something that he's always done his whole life. And just the way he's integrated himself into this football team is impressive to watch.
I'm sorry, even with the players voting on him as a captain, how could you put the C on this guy's jersey?
I got nothing for him or for them.
I mean, that's just
a total disgrace.
No, thank you.
I mean, listen, you know, sometimes you see like if you're watching American Idol, you're watching one of these shows and there's America is voting. And you just don't know how like they actually pick the winner. Like they say America voted, this person wins. At this point, if you're the Browns, even if the players voted unanimously to make this guy a captain, you cannot put a C on this guy's jersey.
No. And you can and you know what? Everybody's an adult, and they know how things are. Stand in there in the clubhouse and go, he doesn't need to be the captain. We don't need, like, he can still be your leader, whatever. All you do is go for a coin toss. It technically means nothing
right
in the grand scheme of a football game. Like, only a hockey's captain has a role, has rules attached to it. So it's a complete, you know, it's a nice honor, but it really push comes to shove doesn't mean much. Just say, he just can't be the captain.
No.
With he can't have the C on his jersey.
No
he can
way.
Be your captain and everything other than that, but there's no need for that.
College football, Minnesota, Nebraska tied at 10 in the final second.
This is a 47-yard attempt for Kasich. Clean snap, good hole, got it up, and it's good! And Minnesota comes back to win it, 13-10.
Very low-key Gus Johnson on Fox. Minnesota beat Nebraska 13-10. Number 14, Utah over Florida 24-11. FIBA World Cup. USA improving the 4-0 with an 85-73 win over Montenegro. Anthony Edwards pacing the USA with 17 points. And now, Bogues, it is time to get stunned.
Doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Very rarely when I fill in for you in the seat, do I get a stunned to a news story that I see in multiple spots.
I was supposed to send it to you, and I just realized that I never did.
Well, you never did, no. But I found it.
Okay,
and
good.
I found it on multiple platforms.
Yes.
So this is a unique. Usually, I find things on a particular website that I like to find, maybe another one. But this one was all over the place. Everybody is talking about this, even down the hall. They were talking about this morning. Police stop a Nebraska man for bucking the law with a bull riding shotgun in his car. A car driving with a bull in it was pulled over by police in northeast Nebraska's biggest city. Don't worry, he didn't steer. Oh. Norfolk Police Captain Chad, that's not me writing it, that's the story.
Oh, I know.
Norfolk Police Captain Chad Riemann said it didn't take long for officers to track down the modified Ford Crown Victoria sedan with a bull riding shotgun after a 911 call about it driving on the main highway entering the city of roughly 24,000 on Wednesday morning. I wonder if those 24,000 were at the volleyball game the other night. We didn't have a full understanding of it until we saw it, Riemann said. The car that Lee Meyer has driven in parades across the area for years has half the windshield and roof removed to make room for the bull named Howdy Doody to ride along. A yellow metal cattle gate serves as the passenger side door, allowing for the Watusi bull to be tied up, and a set of longhorn serves as a hood ornament. And this got me thinking, Bose, you know, if you're a car dealer and somebody comes in now to buy a car, this has me thinking of a whole bunch of things. You talk about options. Do you want the Sirius XM in your car? Do you want the heated seats and stuff like that? No, I want the windshield door bull combination.
Yeah, I want the bullpen on my the passenger front seat. This set a record. I've never gotten more alerts quicker, a shorter amount of time than I did from you D-Aliens yesterday with this thing and everywhere. Straight tweets, DMs, Facebook messages. I think there's an Instagram one in there too. You guys know us so well. The video of this is remarkable, of this car coming down the street with the bull oversized, jammed into the front passenger side, with again what looks like, you know, the metal railings you'd see at a ranch, keeping him penned into the car. It's ridiculous, genius, embarrassing, shameful, amazing. Should you go to jail for this? Should you lose the cow for this? Should you get more for this? It's just, it's amazing.
We got to do a deep dive into this.
Speaking of deep dives, next week. Remember Beef from UNI Radio?
That's right.
I got a lead. I got a tip on who Beef is. I know Beef's real name. I got Beef's email. My guess is Beef will be on this show next week to...
It'll be what's for dinner.
By the way, as much as there was this shock about this car riding down the road, there's a sign on the side of Meyer's car from a parade in Burwell, Nebraska, late last month, declaring that Howdy Doody's eye-catching ride was judged the best car entry in Nebraska's big rodeo parade. So this was not the first ride for Howdy Doody in this car. Apparently, there was some sort of contest. And Meyer said Howdy Doody is like a member of the family now, but she hasn't always been wild about how much her husband spent on the bull over the years. That was according to Rhonda Meyer, the wife of the man who did this.
And with that, we ride
no
to...
No bull.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
We gave you a goodbye meme as Pete leaves the show for 3 weeks to be, I don't know, Mrs. Doubtfire stay-at-home dad, Mr. Mom, you pick your 80s movie reference.
Hope it's not Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's true. Tommy Topspin, I know him. Happy Target Demo Friday, watching on Twitch. Glad this week is close to being over. I'm not very excited. My 10-year-old daughter has started cheerleading. All that comes along with this is a nightmare. Pray for me. Golf on Monday, look forward to. Secrets I once cheerleaded? I don't know the right way to do that, but that's Tommy Topspin.
This is really pathetic.
My guy, Sean Iron Man, swallowest dude in all the land, tweets, good morning to the All-Star crew. We are here in South Carolina, the whole family, watching the show on YouTube before little one goes to school, and then gym, as he always does. No days off for Sean Ironman. Iron Man. Time for Pete to bring in the AI clones.
Pete, what are you doing?
Joe Mama in DuBois, PA. Good luck, Pete. Winner interviews for the Wheels of Steel. I'd like to throw my name in there.
Forget the bumps. There's no interviews. I'll be back.
Jason Elliott at Jason_WMU tweets, happy Target Demo Friday, fellas, celebrating the big WMU football victory.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots. He scores.
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
He strikes one well to left field, back to the wall, screaming through the night. It's a grand slam! And Acuna doing MVP things here in the top of the second inning. His 30th home run of the year. He makes history with that blast, and man, it's one to remember. A grand slam at Dodger Stadium.
Ben Ingram on Braves Radio. The Braves beat the Dodgers 8-7. Ronald Acuna Jr. got married Thursday morning, then hit that grand slam last night. Acuna marrying his longtime girlfriend Maria in a small ceremony 45 minutes away from the team hotel yesterday morning, and then he becomes the first player with 30 home runs and 60 stolen bases in a season. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says the game between the two division leaders had a playoff feel to it.
I think that the way that they managed their pen,
25th anniversary of Forrest Gump, life is nothing but a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The energy in the crowd. So it was signs of a playoff game, I think so.
That was not the cut that I placed in the system.
I give up.
That is not the cut that I placed in the system. It was sounded
just Dave
like
Roberts.
It was supposed to be just Dave Roberts. I don't know what that was.
Anybody seen Billy recently? Billy feeling mischievous this morning?
Anybody? Bueller?
Nothing? Crickets?
Check it out.
Thanks, Pete. Glad you're in charge of things as always.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Thanks.
Mookie Betts homered twice for the Dodgers. Now the extra innings in Detroit.
The 0-2, swinging a broken back ground ball back to the mound. Loaiza get down to second one. Torres relay to first, and he threw it away! Coming home, Carpenter! Tigers win!
That was Dan Dickerson on Tigers Radio. The Tigers beat the Yankees 4-3 in 10 innings. Detroit avoids the four-game sweep. Tigers snap a five-game losing streak. Giants beat the Padres 7-2. Mike Yastrzemski, a home run, 2 RBI. Marlins over the Nationals, 6-1. Jazz Chisholm with a 3-run homer. The Angels had 5 players claimed off of waivers. The Guardians claiming starting pitcher Lucas Giolito, along with relievers Matt Moore and Ronaldo Lopez. The Reds claim outfielder Hunter Renfroe. The Mariners claiming reliever Dominic Leone. Now to the NFL. Browns players voting quarterback Deshaun Watson a captain. Head coach Kevin Stefanski explains why Watson being captain is a good fit.
That's very, very natural for him to lead. And I think he's comfortable leading from out in front. I think he's comfortable from leading and letting his teammates get credit. And that's just something that he's always done his whole life. And just the way he's integrated himself into this football team is impressive to watch.
I'm sorry, even with the players voting on him as a captain, how could you put the C on this guy's jersey?
I got nothing for him or for them.
I mean, that's just
a total disgrace.
No, thank you.
I mean, listen, You know, sometimes when you see, like if you're watching American Idol, you're watching one of these shows, and there's America is voting, and you just don't know how, like, they actually pick the winner. Like, they say America voted, this person wins. At this point, if you're the Browns, even if the players voted unanimously to make this guy a captain, you cannot put a C on this guy's jersey.
No. And you can, and you know what? Everybody's an adult, and they know how things are. Stand in there in the clubhouse and go, he doesn't need to be the captain. We don't need, like, he can still be your leader, whatever. All you do is go for a coin toss. It technically means nothing,
right,
in the grand scheme of a football game. Like, only a hockey's captain has a role, has rules attached to it. So it's a complete, you know, it's a nice honor, but it really, push comes to shove, doesn't mean much. Just say, he just can't be the captain.
No.
He can't have the C on his jersey. No, he can be your captain and everything other than that, but there's no need for that.
College football, Minnesota, Nebraska tied at 10 in the final second.
This is a 47-yard attempt for Kasich. Clean snap, good hole, got it up, and it's good! And Minnesota comes back to win it, 13-10.
Very low-key Gus Johnson on Fox, Minnesota beat Nebraska 13-10. Number 14, Utah over Florida, 24-11. FIBA World Cup, USA improving the 4-0 with an 85-73 win over Montenegro. Anthony Edwards pacing the USA with 17 points. And now, Bogues, it is time to get stunned.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
Very rarely when I fill in for you in this seat, do I get a stunned to a news story that I see in multiple spots.
I was supposed to send it to you, and I just realized that I never did.
Well, you never did, yeah. But I found it.
Okay,
and
good.
I found it on multiple platforms.
Yes.
So this is a unique. Usually I find things on a particular website that I like to find, maybe another one. But this one was all over the place. Everybody is talking about this. Even down the hall, they were talking about this morning. Police stop a Nebraska man for bucking the law with a bull riding shotgun in his car. A car driving with a bull in it was pulled over by police in northeast Nebraska's biggest city. Don't worry, he didn't steer. Oh. Norfolk Police Captain Chad, that's not me writing it, that's the story.
Oh, I know.
Norfolk Police Captain Chad Riemann said it didn't take long for officers to track down the modified Ford Crown Victoria sedan with a bull riding shotgun after a 911 call about it driving on the main highway, entering the city of roughly 24,000 on Wednesday morning. I wonder if those 24,000 were at the volleyball game the other night. We didn't have a full understanding of it until we saw it, Riemann said. The car that Lee Meyer has driven in parades across the area for years has half the windshield and roof removed to make room for the bull, named Howdy Doody, to ride along. A yellow metal cattle gate serves as the passenger side door, allowing for the Watusi bull to be tied up, and a set of longhorns serves as a hood ornament. And this got me thinking, Bose, you know, if you're a car dealer and somebody comes in now to buy a car, this has me thinking of a whole bunch of things. You talk about options. Do you want the Sirius XM in your car? Do you want the heated seats and stuff like that? No, I want the windshield door bull combination.
Yeah, I want the bullpen on the passenger front seat. This set a record. I've never gotten more alerts quicker, a shorter amount of time, than I did from you D-Aliens yesterday with this thing. And everywhere. Straight tweets, DMs, Facebook messages. I think there was an Instagram one in there too. You guys know us so well. The video of this is remarkable. Of this car coming down the street with the bull oversized, jammed into the front passenger side, with, again, what looks like, you know, the metal railings you'd see at a ranch, keeping him penned into the car. It's ridiculous, genius, embarrassing, shameful, amazing. Should you go to jail for this? Should you lose the cow for this? Should you get more for this? It's just, It's amazing.
We got to do a deep dive into this.
Speaking of deep dives, next week, remember Beef from UNI Radio?
That's right.
I got a lead. I got a tip on who Beef is. I know Beef's real name. I got Beef's email. My guess is Beef will be on this show next week to...
It'll be what's for dinner.
By the way, as much as there was this shock about this car riding down the road, there's a sign on the side of Meyer's car from a parade in Burwell, Nebraska, late last month, declaring that Howdy Doody's eye-catching ride was judged the best car entry in Nebraska's big rodeo parade. So this was not the first ride for Howdy Doody in this car. Apparently, there was some sort of contest. And Meyer said Howdy Doody is like a member of the family now, but she hasn't always been wild about how much her husband spent on the bull over the years. That was according to Rhonda Meyer, the wife of the man who did this.
And with that, we ride
no bull.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target demo are up to.
We gave you a goodbye meme as Pete leaves the show for 3 weeks to be, I don't know, Mrs. Doubtfire, stay-at-home dad, Mr. Mom. You pick your 80s movie reference.
Hope it's not Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, that's true. Tommy Topspin, I know him. Happy Target Demo Friday, watching on Twitch. Glad this week is close to being over. I'm not very excited. My 10-year-old daughter has started cheerleading. All that comes along with this is a nightmare. Pray for me. Golf on Monday, look forward to. Secrets I once cheerleaded? I don't know the right way to do that, but that's Tommy Topspin.
This is really pathetic.
My guy, Sean Iron Man, swollest dude in all the land, tweets, good morning to the All-Star crew. We are here in South Carolina, the whole family, watching the show on YouTube before little one goes to school, and then gym, as he always does. No days off for Sean Ironman. Iron Man. Time for Pete to bring in the AI clones.
Pete, what are you doing?
Joe Mama in DuBois, PA. Good luck, Pete. Winner interviews for the Wheels of Steel. I'd like to throw my name in there.
Forget the bumps. There's no interviews. I'll be back.
Jason Elliott at Jason_WMU tweets, happy Target Demo Friday, fellas, celebrating the big WMU football victory. Yeah. I'm guessing that's Western Michigan over NEC powerhouse St. Francis last night. Streaming on the Odyssey app as always. Wishing Pete the best in his departure. Enjoy the hut. Also, I'm going to need a few days off next week. Just go ahead and pencil someone in.
I am not a compulsive gambler.
Yet. Backwards Brian, watching with Twitch from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Great week of shows. We'll miss you, Pete. Just before you leave, please show Botcher and Carlos where you hide all your favorite drops. Thank you for your service. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Hashtag Feed Up Friday. Hashtag Hazelnut over Pumpkin Spice.
Can we clarify? I am not a shy guy. No.
Wolf Stars tweets, happy Friday at Fish Trap Lake, Minnesota. Listening on the CBS Sports Radio app, I wish Pete the Body the best in all his endeavors. He will be missed. Hashtag Target Demo. Hashtag how did it happen?
I go in a urinal. I go in the stall, wherever.
Send your pant leg. As always, I'll have to listen to the first 3 hours on the Odyssey replay, but I wanted to check in and wish the Body a, wait, checks notes. 3 weeks? Kick rocks, Pete.
Hey, ho, hey,
you didn't
ho.
You didn't do Dixieland Dan yet, did you?
No.
My guy Dixieland Dan tweets, watching on, and hopefully there's no curses in this because I haven't read it beforehand. Watching on Twitch, going out to eat some fried catfish at the Lake Restaurant tonight. Got a podcast to do tomorrow morning for football. And then I'm sitting in my recliner with ice cold beer in front of my 70-inch TV for 10 hours watching kickoff weekend. Hashtag goodbye, Pity Pockets.
Dance with me, come on!
Steven in SC, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, watching on YouTube. Pete the Body, enjoy your time off, knowing when you get back, the Braves will still be winning.
Anybody?
Do we have time for more, Pete? Tell me. One more. Oh, the pressure. The pressure. Coach Encorn, JD, happy Friday, listening on Sirius Radio from Kentucky. Wish Pete the Body all the best during his leave. Opening weekend for deer hunting and college football. It's all back. Fire up the grill. Let's go. Hashtag Whoa Nelly.
Gimme goo 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 gaga.
That's me!
Whoa!
And that's your target demo Friday. This is your epic fail, an historical one to celebrate the return of college football. Here's D.A. That's from last year, D.A. as Lou Holtz.
Even the D.A. show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I wrote so many letters to Brian Kelly over the years, and he never wrote back. And so it's going to be even more difficult than the SEC when he's not playing.
I wrote Brian Kelly maybe 8 positive letters.
Florida A&M every week.
That's a 7 out of 10.
I told Brian Kelly one time when I saw him at a CVS in South Bend. I said, you better know there's no more Khalil Rockets.
And I go to the mailbox every day hoping I'm going to find an answer.
It's not opening days anymore. I told Brian, if you think you're going to get those Miami of Ohio Redhawks on homecoming anymore, you're wrong. And it's a 2-for-1 special on Calamine's Ocean.
When you get a nasty letter, you write, dear Jim.
Jeez. By the way, Lou Holtz is writing all these letters. Wait till he finds out Notre Dame now plays a game a year only on Peacock.
I wrote letters to Brian Kelly. It's much harder in the SEC.
Hurt your reputation and find out who it is and put a stop to it.
Because they don't wear leather helmets down there. Not like you guys do. All the games are on TV in the SEC.
But you're going to find out he's not going to be playing Toledo. He's not going to be playing Marshall. This conference is a little bit different.
All the games are on TV in the SEC.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Everybody hears Casey Kasem still, right? I mean, there's no way not to. It's just Casey with a lisp. It's just, and it's the pacing. One of those things was like, in South Bend, like Casey would say,
at a pacing.
Here's Tom from South Bend, and then if so, that's where the Casey comes from. The voice is there, but it's the pacing, the structure of the sentences, where the voice goes up or down. It is, he has 2 base impersonations, and then he'll just tack on an accent or throw some marbles in his mouth, and it becomes a different person. But you can't escape the beginning. It's always there.
He has to do that again. He has to do that Lou Holtz one again. Even though he's tacking on something there, I forgot how funny that was.
And there's a special on Calamine Notion.
Yeah, you could see Lou Holtz or Casey Kasem saying it.
Interchangeable.
Right.
Interchangeable. We didn't, and shame on me, I can't believe we didn't get to the female brawl at the porta potty line at a Morgan Wallen concert.
Wallen.
In Pittsburgh recently.
Last night, we let the liquor talk.
It was a doozy, and it went in and out of porta potties. I don't know if it'll still have legs on Tuesday when we're all back together, but maybe it'll show up there. But it has us written all over it.
That might be one with DA.
Yeah, and I was going to need Boyle to help me with Morgan Wallen. I know he exists, but I don't know any of his songs. And right away, Boyle on cue sings it.
All right, taking it to the street. There you go.
This is why your dad is so proud of you. He made a burner account to defend you on social media.
Maybe two. Maybe he's Boyle Seed too.
No, that they don't like that angle. That's the one storyline they don't.
Okay.
They'd like their son to be a little more responsible with the Boyle name,
gotcha,
and gene pool.
Gotcha.
But otherwise, it is a full-throated defense of young Pat Boyle.
For what?
Yep. Hey, you've done a lot of work this week. Seriously. Get some rest here soon. Have a PSL or two. Take a nap. Enjoy your tennis. Boyle will be back in that seat next week. Pete will not be. The cast of characters on that front resumes on Tuesday. That's when DA's back here. That's when I'll do my regular job. But for now, huge thanks to Scott Howard and Lisa Califf, our 2 guests this morning. My thanks again to these dopes for getting me through another day without DA. All of that's over. Summer Fridays are done here in 2023. One big happy family minus Pete and Sean when we get back here on Tuesday. Have a happy, safe Labor Day weekend. For now, the mothership disconnects.
I'll see you when the Jets are 3-0.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.